I want to wish each one of you a very happy Thanksgiving today, and we know the true meaning of Thanksgiving because we're in Christ, and so we should enjoy it even more than others. But what I want to do now is give you a Thanksgiving warning. So are you ready for your Thanksgiving warning? It won't hurt. It won't hurt. But turn to James chapter 1, and let me read verse 16 and 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. So that's the Thanksgiving warning. You can see it right there in verse 16. Do not be deceived. It's a warning against deception. This word deceived is a word that the Lord Jesus used against certain Sadducees when they came. They didn't believe in the resurrection, and so they came to him and questioned him. You remember their question? It was about a woman who married a man, and he died, and so she married his brother, and he died, and so she married his brother, and so on seven times, and the question was, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? And so the Lord used this word about deception and being deceived, and he said to them, you are deceived, not understanding the scriptures nor the power of God. And I think you could put the same thing here for this warning. Do not be deceived, not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. But this warning is not addressed to Sadducees. It's addressed to beloved brethren. And James ministered to these people that he was writing to, and he came to love them. And he knew that God loved them. And so he addresses them as beloved brethren. So scripture makes many assertions on every page of scripture, but not very many of them come with that introduction. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren, and then the assertion that's given. But this one does. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. Every good gift. So there's no gift too small or too insignificant that it doesn't come from above, that God himself is not the giver of it. So what are the good gifts that come down from above? Food in all its variety, and we're going to have some variety today, I'm sure, of food, but I think it's worthy of special mention in scripture is bread. Bread is a gift. That's why the first petition we're to ask for ourselves, give us this day our daily bread. And so something as small as bread, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. A warm bed, a roof over your head, family, it's a great gift, friends, curiosity, the joy of discovery. The Lord's filled our life with that. Good books, I'm thankful for that. Music, by which we can express feelings and our hearts can feel things deeply. That's a gift from God. Animals that we enjoy in different ways. The ability to move. Satisfaction that comes from hard work. Sleep. These are all God's good gifts, and none of them come to you by accident or by chance. They all come from above. Don't be deceived. Beloved brethren, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And none of those are ever given to you as a gift from above without anything other than a heart full of love from God. All these things, as small as they are messengers of his love. Don't be deceived about that, not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. He's the giver of every good and perfect gift. It also means that he's a giver of good gifts wholeheartedly to unbelievers. And scripture talks about this, Acts chapter 14, where Paul is addressing pagans, and he says God did not leave himself without witness in that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. King Saul, one who seems to be under the wrath of God, and I mentioned music as a gift, His servant said to him, "Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you, let them seek a man who is a skillful player on the harp. And it shall come about when the evil spirit from God is on you that he shall play the harp with his hand, and you will be well." The Lord was a giver of a good gift to Saul, even to give him relief. So it came about whenever the evil spirit from God came to Saul, David would take the harp and play it with his hand, and Saul would be refreshed and be well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. Does God really give good gifts to unbelievers? Well, that's what it says. Do not be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. This world, even marred as it is by sin, is certainly worth the price of admission, which is free, which is nothing. You didn't pay anything for any of these good gifts that God gives. And how much more is he the giver of the free gift of salvation, the giver of forgiveness of sins, the giver of deliverance from the penalty of sin and from the power of sin? If he's the giver of good gifts in temporal things, don't be deceived. He's the giver of every good and perfect gift. How much more is he the giver of good gifts in spiritual things? The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who's thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost as a gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. He gives all these things. He gives his Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Every good gift, from the smallest to the greatest, comes down from above. And by the way, if you come to know God as a free giver from the heart in the gospel, you will become like him. You'll become a free giver of good gifts with a full heart as well. And that's what's mentioned in the next verse. I didn't read this verse, but in verse 18, in the exercise of his free will, he brought us forth by the word of truth so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures, the first fruits of his creatures with a nature that matches his, or a nature that at least resembles his, that he's the free giver of good gifts. So don't be deceived, beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift has come above, from above, coming down from the Father of lights. From the Father of lights. What does that mean? That God is the Father of lights. Well, it means at least that he's the maker of the sun and the moon and the stars. Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 says, God made the two great lights, the great light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night, and he made the stars also. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. He's the Father of lights. And just as there's no good gift that God is not the giver of it, there's no light of any kind that God is not the Father of it. 1 John 1:5, this is the message we've heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So he's the giver of every good and perfect gift. He's the Father of lights, and not only of the sun, the moon, and the stars. That just scratches the surface of what it means for him to be the Father of lights, but he's the Father of Jesus, who said, "I am the light of the world." If the Father of the Lord Jesus is the Father of lights, then how can the Son be any different when he comes into the world from above than the light of the world? Well, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. One more description, with whom there's no variation or shifting shadow. The sun, the great light that the Lord made to govern the day on the earth, is burning out. Supposedly, it's going to burn out and run out of fuel in 5 billion years from now, and the moon will stop reflecting its light. Stars, all of them are burning out, and some of them have already burned out. But the Father of lights, the giver of every good and perfect gift, never changes. His nature of giving good gifts to you is never darkened by a shadow of change. And so why does he say this? Why does James say this? And why does he preface it with, don't be deceived, the warning for you this Thanksgiving. It's because when you encounter a trial, when you encounter a difficulty, when it seems like the Father of lights, the giver of every good and perfect gift has changed towards you, don't be deceived, beloved brethren. Don't be like Asaph for a moment, and he writes this in one of his psalms. Has God forgotten to be gracious, or has his anger withdrawn? In his anger, has he withdrawn his compassion? And for a moment, he said this, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. Don't be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, the smallest to the greatest, the Father of lights, for whom there's no variation or shifting shadow. God hasn't changed towards you. He hasn't stopped being a lavish, good giver of gifts to you with a full heart. No, during those times, he's only giving you a new and a better gift, which is the wisdom to stand the test that he's putting you through by faith so that he might crown you in the end with a rich and a lavish reward. So we have much to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving day, and as you celebrate, I hope you remember and take heed to this warning. Not a painful warning, a wonderful warning, actually. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shifting shadow. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to you with a full heart. We thank you that the smallest gift that we receive, that we take for granted, that we're deceived about often, comes from you, and that it comes from you with a heart full of love to us who are beloved brethren in Christ. We thank you that you are the Father of lights, and in you there's no shadow or change or shadow of turning or variation with you. We thank you that you're the giver of salvation and forgiveness of sins and freedom from the penalty of sin, freedom from the power of sin, and that you give all these freely to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that we might glorify you, the giver. We pray that we might glorify your love that's in every gift that is given to us, and that we might express this love to others and to you. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.